Tuesday, October 13th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, hello, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Tuesday. You're with Pastor Patrick, as always. Today, we find ourselves looking to the writings in Exodus, specifically chapter 2. I'm going to begin reading at verse 11. Open your Bible with me there. Follow along as I read. Again, this is Exodus chapter 2, beginning at verse 11. This is what the Word of God teaches. One day, when Moses had grown up, he went out to his people and looked on their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his people. He looked this way and that, and seeing no one, he struck down the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. When he went out the next day, behold, two Hebrews were struggling together. And he said to the man in the wrong, "Why do you strike your companion?" He answered, "Who made you a prince and judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "Surely the thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses, but Moses fled from Pharaoh and stayed in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, Individual Discouragement and Personal Enlargement. And this is what he wrote. Moses saw the oppression of his people, and he felt certain that he was the one to deliver them. And in the righteous indignation of his own spirit, he started to right their wrongs. After the first strike for God and for the right, God allowed Moses to be driven into blank discouragement. He sent him into the desert to feed sheep for 40 years. At the end of that time, God appeared and told Moses to go and bring forth his people. And Moses said, "Who am I that I should go?" In the beginning, Moses realized that he was the man to deliver the people, but he had to be trained and disciplined by God first. He was right in the individual aspect, but he was not the man for the work until he had learned communion with God. We may have the vision of God and a very clear understanding of what God wants, and we start to do the thing. Then comes something equivalent to the 40 years in the wilderness, as if God had ignored the whole thing. And when we are thoroughly discouraged, God comes back and revives the call, and we get the quaver in and say, "Oh, who am I?" We have to learn the first great stride of God. "I am that I am hath sent thee." We have to learn that our individual effort for God is an impertinence. Our individuality is to be rendered incandescent by a personal relationship to God. We fix on the individual aspects of things. We have the vision. This is what God wants me to do, but we have not got God's stride. If you are going through a time of discouragement, there is a big personal enlargement ahead. Are you able to identify with Oswald Chambers' thoughts today? Have you felt like God had called you to something only to seemingly leave you alone? Will you take the encouragement from Moses' story and recognize that it is the preparation phase, that God is preparing you for something? Do not lose heart. Do not lose faith. God has not abandoned you. He is faithful, and he will walk with you every step of the way. Relax, take a deep breath, and let things happen according to God's perfect timing. I hope that you've been encouraged and challenged today. I also hope that you'll join again tomorrow as we look at Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.